Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Benchmark US equity indices recovered from earlier session declines following a Bloomberg News report that the US is debating a postponement to Trump's 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, which are due to kick in on Monday, after the country's negotiations asked for more time to hash out a deal. That left the Dow up 181 points or 0.7%, logging its fourth consecutive session advance that has seen the index add over 900 points. Broader S&P 500 rose 0.6%, with a rebound in energy leading all 11 primary sectors higher. Both the Dow and S&P 500 are on pace for their best weekly performance year to date. The Nasdaq rose 0.5%, with Advanced Micro Devices jumping 7.9% after analysts at Morgan Stanley upgraded the US chipmaker. Elsewhere on the trade front, President Trump threatened to hit China with tariffs on at least another US $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, but said he thought both China and Mexico wanted to make deals in their trade disputes with the US. Separately, President Trump said that he would make a decision about whether to impose a further series of tariffs on Chinese goods after his meeting with his Chinese counterpart at the G20 meeting in Japan later this month on the 29th of June. In US corporate earnings, Zoom Video Communications surged 11% in extended trading after crushing Wall Street's expectations with its first quarter numbers and providing a strong second quarter update. However, Kirkland's Inc. slumped over 50% after the home decor retailer reported a wider than expected second quarter loss, sales that fell more than forecast, and cut its full year profit outlook. In US economic data, the key non-farm payrolls report for May is released tonight Australian time. Economists forecasting the economy to have added 183,000 jobs and for the unemployment rate to have remained steady at a historically low level of 3.6%. European markets settled with modest losses as investors digested the latest monetary policy pronouncements from the ECB. Germany's DAX easing 0.2%. Commerzbank fell 3.1%, unwinding an earlier rally that came amid reports that Germany is in talks with the Netherlands over a possible merger with Dutch bank ING Group. France's CAC slipped 0.3%, with Renault down 6.4% after Fiat Chrysler Automobiles abandoned a US $35 billion merger offer for the carmaker, citing a lack of backing from the French government. The European Central Bank held benchmark interest rates steady and announced that it would delay its first post-crisis interest rate hike until at least the middle of next year, while announcing generous terms on a new batch of long-term loans for banks. ECB President Mario Draghi noted that the Central Bank's Governing Council is determined to act in the case of adverse contingencies, leaving the door open for further stimulus measures. London's FTSE gained 0.5% despite the drag of a host of companies trading ex-dividend. Energy heavyweights BP and Royal Dutch Shell tracked a rebound on crude markets. Base metals were mostly firmer, copper up 0.9% to just over $2.65 a pound, aluminium adding 0.3%, zinc up 1.9%, while nickel was the laggard, down 0.4%. Benchmark spot iron ore edged 22 cents higher to $100.60 a metric tonne. Gold futures extended their rally into a seventh consecutive session, gaining $9.10 to $1,315.60 an ounce, the highest settlement since the 20th of February. Benchmark oil prices rebounded from their lowest level since mid-January. WTI settled 91 cents higher at $52.51 a barrel, having been in the red just 15 minutes prior to the close. Brent gained $1.04 to $61.67 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 0.5 basis point to 2.124% after touching a session low of 2.09%, and the Aussie dollar is a touch firmer, buying approximately 69.79 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.